back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and not coming to you from our home studios at the Lansing Regional International Airport, but instead a little remote. But you want to talk about remote? Lencia Mobley, she is the founder and CEO of Mode Collective in the Detroit area. This is what we mean by remote. Lencia, good to have you on. How you doing?
This is beyond. Thanks for having me.
Well, okay. We want you to be careful, right? That's the most important thing. Listen, can you explain to us a little bit about what the Michigan Infrastructure Council is and does and its role in the state?
Sure. So the Michigan Infrastructure Council was formed by legislation in 2018. And the overall goal for the Michigan Infrastructure Council is to create an integrated infrastructure strategy for the state of Michigan. And what that means is bringing together both transportation assets, water asset owners, energy asset owners, telecom asset owners, and ensuring that we are all aligned and understand one, each other's businesses, the funding mechanisms behind doing capital improvements, and then figuring out how we can best work together to coordinate those projects.
So this is the strategic plan, basically, for infrastructure to make it much more efficient and reliable.
Yes, to make it much more efficient and reliable, but also to ensure that we coordinate and we work together. So for years, infrastructure owners are, oh, it's my asset. I need to do this at this specific time. And sometimes they're not thinking about the ability to collaborate. We often have our infrastructure in the same general areas, which is generally the right-of-way. And the right-of-way is just the side of the road, typically. Sometimes infrastructure is in the middle of the road, but oftentimes it is on the sides of the road, so to speak. And you know, we will have something we have to do because it's imminent. You know, something is going to fail and we need to do this right now. And, you know, with infrastructure, you need to coordinate as much as possible because, you know, I ran a large utility for some time and it was always ironic how we would have something fail or, you know, need to repair or replace something. But also another asset owner would have something in the same general area and they would need to do something as well. So being able to coordinate and plan over time, I never like to say rates are going to be lower because that's just, but it would save the total cost of ownership. It reduced the total cost of ownership and having access to those assets if we coordinated better.
Well, it's that old formula. If you work together, you don't step on each other and things don't fall through the crack where it's not being covered. You've got a lot of past experience. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's going to contribute to your role as chair of the MIC.
So I have been in the water utility industry for more than 20 years. Started as a consultant and I worked for some of the large national firms. One firm, Arcadis, the other firm, Tetra Tech. And then up until 2 years ago, I was the deputy director and chief engineer for Detroit's water and sewage department. And I was very instrumental in ensuring the split of the water department post the city of Detroit's bankruptcy was successful, not just for the city of Detroit, but also for the regional customers. So I was the representative for the city of Detroit and worked to establish the Great Lakes Water Authority, as well as what would become the retail entity of DWSD. I have a extremely large portfolio and background of asset management and capital improvement experience. I worked my very first job, I walked around Detroit's wastewater treatment plant collecting nameplate data off of equipment so that we could have what was then considered an asset registry. That was in 2001. We were auditing all the assets and making sure where they existed, et cetera. So this is not new to me. I implemented a large capital program at DWSD, at Detroit Water and Sewage Department. And I just spoke to one of my former employees a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, boss, the best thing you did was get us up and running on our CIP and changing the way we delivered our capital programming. So this is not new for me. To be honest, it's something I've been passionate about for the past 20 plus years, and I'm excited to lead the MIC into the future.
Awesome. How does the MIC work with local communities to kind of address these infrastructure needs?
So we got a couple different projects that we have, one of which is our Asset Management Champion Program, in which local municipalities, their staff can take a course and really understand the principles of what we call asset management. So we all know if you have a gas guzzling car, you have to get your oil changed, you know, every 5,000 miles. It used to be 3,000 miles. But similarly, asset owners need to know what type of maintenance they need to do and what some of the rules are for vertical assets, you know, facilities, pumps, rotating equipment, that type of stuff, mechanical equipment, and then what we call linear assets, the pipes and roads. So, you know, we do that for the local municipals. We also have something called the project portal that we are launching where people can put their different projects in and see where the conflicts may exist.
Well, you got a little bit of work ahead of you, but I can't think of anyone who's got better credentials to do it than you do. And listen, thanks for taking us along for the ride, literally.
Thank you. I tried to get back in front of my computer, but it just didn't happen.
You did great. And thank you for not being involved in some kind of problem on the highways. Anyway, Valencia Mobley, founder and CEO of Mode Collective, Detroit area, of course, and heading the MIC. Keep up the good work, and we'll expect you to keep us posted on progress as we go along.
We sure will. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. We'll be back with more.